Welcome to this episode of Plenty. When I asked you what you wanted to hear more of on the podcast, what you said unequivocally is that you wanted to hear stories from our grads, from our alumni. And so today I have for you Bridget Simmons, who is an incredible leadership coach, keynote speaker, and mindset coach who works with people to increase their levels of success and decrease their levels of burnout. And Bridget had an incredible result in the Relaxed Money program. And she first declared that she was going to become a millionaire, and then some magical things unfolded. And in this episode, she's going to reveal everything. So listen in to this first Relaxed Money student feature. Welcome to Plenty. I'm your host, Kate Northrup, and together we are going on a journey to help you have an incredible relationship with money, time, and energy, and to have abundance on every possible level. Every week, we're going to dive in with experts and insights to help you unlock a life of plenty. Let's go fill our cups.
Please note that the opinions and perspectives of the guests on the Plenty podcast are not necessarily reflective of the opinions and perspectives of Kate Northrup or anyone who works within the Kate Northrup brand.
Hello, Bridget. Thank you for being here.
Hi, Kate. Thank you for having me here.
Okay, so we got to meet in Miami a couple months ago, and I really loved your energy. Of course, I remembered you from the Zooms in Relaxed Money because you were like an awesome, enthusiastic student. And I always remember the people with like the open faces and the enthusiasm. And I want to start off by asking you, how did you hear about this work and Relaxed Money?
Okay, so I have a very logical explanation and also a very spiritual explanation.
Love it. We'll take both.
So I was first introduced to you probably back, when did Do Less come out? 2017?
2019.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, everything
what before is time?
2020 is a warp of what was what year. So that's interesting. I first heard of you with that book. I got the book Do Less, and it really spoke to me because I was the queen of doing the most. Mm-hmm. So the you have a way of naming things in a very crisp and clean way that lets me know this is for me. And the book was, and the introduction of being able to understand how to work according to our cycles was a gift. So that was my first introduction to who Kate Northrup was. And so I was in your world because of that. And then I got the Do Less planner, I think in 2020, loved being able to be guided and reflect using that tool. And then around 2022, coming into 2023, this is the spiritual way of how I heard about your work around money is I declared in 2022, having not been technically close to it, that this is my millionaire year. I will become a millionaire. And what I feel that opened up for me, which I believe happens when we make declarations and set intentions and requests of the universe, is that all things conspire to be able to provide that for you. And I think we think by making a request, kind of like a restaurant, it's just going to come fully packaged, but there's a journey that we have to go through. And so once I made that declaration, along with the things that would be required for that, one of which was a money team, because I started to understand that the way that I got into success in my career before I started to be an entrepreneur and then in my business was not how I was going to create millions of dollars. And then I found your 3-day free seminar. And I was like, okay, this is cool. And I signed up and then joined Relaxed Money, and the rest is history. So that's my journey into my entry point into the world of Kate Northrup, and then how I expanded and grew to the space of understanding money and falling in love with it in a different way.
That's so amazing. I love that you declared it and then this workshop showed up. Now,
it did.
You are a keynote speaker. You're a coach, you have a lot going on. And so I'm curious, you know, how did you
know to make the time to prioritize that workshop?
You know, I'm a full believer in understanding what I need when I need it. And it doesn't have an explanation other than I know that I know when it's called to me. And at the time, the workshop was, what was it? It was Plenty.
Plenty, yes.
Okay. Yes, it was Plenty. And again, you have a way with, words are my jam, and you have a way with naming things. And Plenty just really spoke to me. And your energy spoke to me. And the way that you spoke about the 3 days that we would spend together around Plenty just hit me. And I'm also in human design, I'm a generator. And so I'm to respond to what shows up. And you showed up and I responded. So that's how I knew, really.
Okay. I love that. So something I want to highlight that you said is that when we make a declaration, you know, we think it, like maybe the secret taught us, or, you know, more basic law of attraction, it would be that like, it's just going to fall in our laps like that, right? But in most cases, what actually shows up is the education, the opportunities, perhaps even the challenges, the teachers, whatever, that are going to help us to get to that place. So I love that you highlighted that. I just wanted to say it one
more time. I always tell my clients, we can say, you know, I'm really craving a cake right now. And what we would love is for that request to be made and then the cake to just show up. But often what we do get is the ingredients for the cake for us to be able to create it. And it's making me actually really realize why things like DoorDash are popular, because it's a shortcut to getting it, but it's still not as satisfying and as healthy for your wallet or for your body as getting the actual ingredients that by themselves might not taste great. Like you talked about the challenges, an egg by itself, unless you like eating raw eggs, doesn't taste great. But to me, declaring I wanted to experience being a millionaire in this lifetime, you were one of the ingredients to introduce me to creating the container to even receive that, because it was something I'd never experienced before.
And so it's something you'd never experienced before. And I'm curious, would you be one of the first in like your friend group or your lineage, or is it like something that a lot of people in your life have experienced, so you just want to join them? Like, where are we on that spectrum?
Yeah, we're on the spectrum of a daughter of Jamaican immigrants, who my mom used to always tell me how grateful we should be as children, me and my brothers, because at Christmas, all they got in Jamaica was a balloon and a pair of shoes. And that's where I've come from. And my friend group is very similar. There's a few of my friends who may have, you know, created millions over a lifetime, but I'm not surrounded yet by millionaires. And so it would be something that I would be the first of, for sure.
And as you've been growing your wealth, what has come up for you as the first in your lineage and one of the first in your community to move this direction?
so much resistance in the form of, there's something very interesting around where I was, which was I didn't necessarily look at my money. I used to bury my head in the sand about it. If it were a person like you always like to talk about, and I had a relationship with it, it was one of, like, if it was a him, he was like, I'm always here for you. I would like to engage with you more, but you really don't talk to me. So I'll be here for you. So money was always there, but only to a point. And what I've experienced in the space of declaring I'm going to be a millionaire and then starting down that journey and learning from you is a bit of a tug of war between that identity of having enough, having what I need, living life pretty good, and really breaking through to another level, which I've self-sabotaged myself. I have doubts that come up, like and separating them that have millions and me and us that are accustomed to having to being middle class. So that's what's come up in that journey is, okay, it's a new uncharted territory for me and my experience. I desire it. I believe I can achieve it. but really, can I? I don't know. And so mm-hmm. being in community with you and the rest of my counterparts in Relaxed Money has helped to normalize it yeah. as I continue to experience that tug and push and pull and tug of war between old identity and new becoming.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Absolutely. So when you decided to join Relaxed Money, were there any reservations? Was there hesitation? And if so, what were they?
Initially, there was, because I told myself, not another money program. I've got books right behind me on money that are half read, finished and not started, started and not finished. And what I didn't want was to purchase one in the hopes of changing my money story. So I absolutely thought, okay, I'll sit through this 3-day, but I'm probably not going to buy, because it's probably another course on how to budget fabulously. And that's what I hesitated on, was I wasn't going to waste another, you know, expenditure on another yeah. course about money that I hadn't conquered yet.
Okay. And then what made you at the end feel like, actually, I am going to invest in this, and I'm going to know that I'm actually also going to engage in it and integrate, so I'll make a difference? Like, what was that difference for you?
The difference was, you teach us the problem of money, worries, anxiety, limitations from the root. And that element of nervous system healing tools, the way that you begin from the space of what has created the angst, what has created the lack, what has created the limitations. And as a coach and an expert in mindset and creating new identities for your life, that spoke to me, because then it made me realize this program is not just another way to budget snazzily program. It's actually, before you even get to that point, let's discuss the being that plays within the budget. And once you have that sorted and understood and settled, and tools to continue to settle it when you're experiencing the push and the pull of creating something new, now we can talk about the tools. That changed everything for me and made it a hell yes immediately, because I knew it wasn't going to be just another course that I paid for and did the first class and then petered out because it just seemed overwhelming.
Yeah. And you showed up, maybe not every single class, but I remember you in the vast majority of them, possibly every single, I don't know. And then you also showed up at the live event. And so you really were there, and you engaged and you used your investment. And I'm curious, on now knowing that this is a lifelong journey, and I don't want to paint the false idea of, like, you know, I think that sometimes in marketing, the idea of a before and after is actually inaccurate, because yeah. it's an ongoing. So let's just say this is an ongoing timeline compared to where you were when you said yes to Relaxed Money, which is about a year ago, to now. What has transpired in your personal life, in your professional life, and in your financial life that you can look back and say, oh, no, that's a direct shift that I had?
Absolutely. I actually made a top 10 list.
Oh, look at you.
Of the things. I wanted to reflect on my journey. And I agree with you wholeheartedly that a before and after is, it's like fancy for the eyes, but we don't really talk about how it is. I'm in the process. It's about a year that things have shifted and changed, but I am also making a new declaration that I will be back on your podcast in person as a millionaire. So it's coming.
Yes, I'm
going to make the return, and that's it. But the things that have transpired as a result of working with you over the last year is, I used to say I was going to do a money day on the regular to take a look at my money, and I never would. Speaking of the relationship I had with money, the man, I wouldn't show up. Now I do not ignore my money dates anymore. I have it on my calendar. And in fact, it's Fridays. I call it Filthy Rich Fridays, and it excites me to actually sit down and sort it out. Another thing is, I've paid off 2 credit cards, and I'm working on the others with a very clear plan and not feeling. You really shifted my perspective on the looming cloud of, you've got debt, you should be ashamed, and that it's just not that, and that it's money. What do we call it? Money for blessings already received.
Invoices for blessings already received. Yeah. Yeah.
Invoicing's already received. And that shift in perspective shifted my energetic frequency about the debt and the credit cards in a way that it makes it okay and easeful to pay it off and to allow it to sit while I do. Another thing that I've done is I hired a bookkeeper. I had one and then let them go when it wasn't really working and then just was flapping in the wind and things were just not sorted and orderly and structured in my business. And that feels so amazing. It's so, so, so good. And I no longer feel shame about discussing money. I realized before, every time I would have the meeting, I'd have this pit in my stomach because of that old space of feeling like we don't talk about money, but we have to. That hiding from money gives it power over us. And it was making me feel weak. And so that's a space that's shifted. I've experienced greater growth in my business. In fact, just this year, I opened up a product and I welcomed 20 new clients, which was phenomenal. When last year I did the same thing and only had one. So just expansive abundance in that space was really, really cool to see. I've received a huge, beautiful, unexpected opportunity. In fact, last week, Monday, in which I'm going to be paid to go to Bali, which is incredible because it came out of nowhere and it's somewhere I wanted to go. And it's enabling me to do what I do, which is speak and coach and elevate humans in a beautiful way. And other opportunities have just been coming in a beautiful way. I'm more aware of my emotional impulse spending. Before, if I saw an ad and it appealed to me without thinking, just blindly and unconsciously, I would purchase. And learning from you has caused me to really slow down and be intentional. And that has felt so empowering to me. I have started feeling confident. And I bought a class last year around trading stocks. Speaking of spending money around hopes of engaging in money differently, never did it. I finally traded on the stock market and felt so amazingly confident about it and also magnetized a very lovely, he was a server at a restaurant. We happened to talk about stocks and now he's teaching me about it just because he loves to teach me about it. So it's making me feel more comfortable. I have a strategy for my wealth and just overall, I have more regulated emotions around money. I used to open up my bank account and if it didn't look a certain way, it would affect my mood. And it still happens from time to time, but having the tools to regulate my emotions about it has really been supportive. So that's my, I think, top 10 shifts in the last year. Yeah.
Bridget, I just want to take a moment to celebrate you and really congratulate the year ago you who said yes to her desire and showed up. Recognize the ingredients when they showed up and then she stepped into the kitchen. I mean, it's really big. And I'm curious, what do you notice in your body right now as we're in this conversation, having just read out loud that list of 10 things? What are you feeling inside?
I'm feeling really tingly all over. When I wrote it, I felt proud and accomplished. And to read it to you, it's elevated and it's heightened. I just feel tingly and excited all over my body.
Good. There's a real aliveness here. And I want to highlight how important it is to digest the transformation and to celebrate how far we've come, because what it helps us do, and especially in community where you can be witnessed and mirrored, what it helps to happen is in your nervous system, you are currently in this moment wiring in, it is safe for me to expand. It is safe for me to be this powerful. It is safe for me to be publicly declaring my money wins. That's a really big deal.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for taking the assignment above and beyond. Okay. So you run this incredible business where you're a coach, you're a speaker, you help people elevate teamwork, you help people to heal from burnout, you help people with their mindset around success. And so now at this stage of the game, I'm curious, what, if anything, and you know, I totally didn't tell you I was going to ask this question. So has anything shifted for you in terms of your business and how you're delivering to your clients? Or just, is there anything in particular that you want to celebrate or highlight around your work? Because it is so related to what we do here in Relax Money. And I just want to celebrate that and talk about it.
Absolutely. In fact, I've been getting a lot of side comments and emails and texts from clients that have been journeying with me for the last few years in my community of coaches that I help to grow their business is one of the elements that I also do. And they've been commenting, I'm loving this new unapologetic on fire, Bridget. And I feel like as you said, everything is connected and tied, and money is energy. It's an energetic exchange and a frequency. And I do full-heartedly believe that how we do one thing is how we do everything. And being that I previously had the posture of hiding and sticking my head in the sand around the topic of money, which is energy, it muted my energy. Though I was powerful, though I was creating success, and though I was very happy with it, that ceiling of achieving only what I was accustomed to achieving and desiring and realizing somewhere inside of me that it could be more, it could be greater, it could be more expansive, it could be wider. If I was behaving that way around the energy of money, and that I didn't want to look at it, I didn't want to touch it, it made me ashamed. I was always fearing losing it. I wasn't sure. It was constricting my ability to actually be as expansive and as powerfully impactful as I had the ability to, especially if I desired to grow and support other people in growing. What I grew to with those behaviors of hiding, of shame, of money not really being sorted out, and a fear of it really was great. And because I'm still living, I was being called and am being called to grow and expand even more, which made me need to engage in the energy of money completely differently so that I can engage in the energy of everything else that I'm assigned to engage in differently. So it has elevated my ability to feel more confident in what I do, which then translates to the people that I serve and that are assigned to me in my work, because they come to me to elevate themselves and their confidence. And I do believe that as I go, so goes everyone around me. Mm. And so I've been seeing pops of success, even in my clients, as I've been experiencing more success in me. So it's been really grand.
Yes, because we are not separate.
No.
And so as you go and expand, it's automatically going to translate in their lives as they engage with you. And so I really love the way you're saying that it's like you do it for you, but you also do it for everyone else that that your life touches.
Yeah.
So if there's somebody listening right now who's considering either signing up for Wide Receiver, our next free workshop, or considering Relax Money, and maybe they have hesitation, they have fear, they have resistance, what might you want to pass along to them right now?
I would pass along to them that if something called you here, there's a reason, and discover what that reason is, lean into it. If you have a desire to engage with money differently, if money has caused you and your family pain and stress and anything other than a space of peace and inspiration and blessings, then I invite you to dance with it and know that the resistance is normal. When we're being called to grow and to stretch, we are going to want to fight for the status quo because that's comfortable. So feeling like, shouldn't I, is absolutely normal. I would say take a breath and find where there is a yes, if there is a yes, and you'll absolutely know. You'll know that you know it's for you. And take the step and feel everything that you're feeling along the way, because it's normal. And the fact that you'll be held by you, by Kate, by the community is so much more powerful than you being by yourself doing the same things that you've always been doing and getting the same results.
Amen.
Yeah.
So Bridget, if people want to connect with you, find out more about what you do and your incredible work, where can they go to find you?
Oh, I would love that. I'm all over the place. My website is bridgette.co, bridgette.co. I'm on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook as Bridgette Simmons. And that's Simmons with a D. Sometimes we forget the silent D. So that's me.
Amazing. And out of all the things that you're working on right now, what's the thing that you really want to highlight or you're most excited about in your business?
Oh, gosh. I've got one that's two-pronged. So I've got that I'm really on a rampage of making sure that people that are called to be coaches and guides and leaders in this world, I am here to elevate your confidence in the space of business. Because I found that a lot of coaches, they have a desire to do it, but then they shrink back from not feeling confident around that piece. So I have a community called the Coaching Collab and a challenge coming up called Your Next Five Clients that I invite you, if you've been called to be a coach, to join me. And my second thing I'm most excited about too is for, even if you're not a coach, I'm hosting a one-day retreat in Tampa, Florida in September called Limitless Experience, where we get a chance to actually tap up against the limits that we've been experiencing and really engage with the purpose of our life and why we're here. And I'm really excited about those two things.
I love that. I love that. So we'll make sure that all your links, your website, your social is all linked in the show notes. Bridgette, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for being part of Relaxed Money and so generously sharing your story and so beautifully celebrating yourself. It really uplifted me and like helped me upgrade my cellular imprinting. And I know it did for everyone else as well. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the blessing of having me and for creating everything that you create. It's truly, truly a blessing that just reverberates in the planet. I appreciate you.
And you better send me a message as you cross that millionaire mark.
Oh, I'm going to send you my bank screenshot and we're going to book the show.
It is in process. It is in process. I love Absolutely. It. Thank you so much, Bridgette.
Thank you, Kate.
Woohoo! You made it to the end of an episode of Plenty. Don't you feel expanded already? So if you liked this episode, go ahead and leave us a review. Subscribe to the podcast, text a friend, and let them know they need to listen in. That helps us spread the word so more people can experience plenty together. And if you want to ease your path to creating wealth, I created a Money Breakthrough Guide for you where I interviewed over 20 of my high-earning women friends, and I asked them what their biggest money breakthrough guide was, and the responses were so mind-blowing and helpful, I knew I needed to pass them along to you. This is the kind of thing that is often only shared behind closed doors, but now you can access it totally for free. So head over to katenorthrup.com/breakthroughs and get the guide. Again, that's katenorthrup.com/breakthroughs. And I'll see you next time for Plenty.
Woohoo! You just finished an episode of Plenty. Don't you feel richer already? So listen, if you're ready for even more, I teach a free money workshop only 2 times a year, and it is coming up. April 23rd, 24th, 25th. It is called Wide Receiver. And in the 3-day workshop, I am going to help you restore your relationship with money and claim the bounty that has your name on it. You can go over to katenorthrup.com/wide to get your free ticket. And I'll see you there.